Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. Dr. Gregory Cherik from Hackensack Meridian Health spoke at John Vera Cancer Center about relevant advancements in surgical care for patients with colorectal cancer. He highlighted the adoption of minimally invasive techniques such as robotic surgery, and discussed the importance of conducting regular screening as the incidence of colorectal cancer in younger populations continues to grow. In the modern management of colorectal cancer, how do you best define your role as a surgical oncologist?
I guess we best define our role as part of a team. Colon cancer in general and rectal cancer in specifically is almost always managed by an interdisciplinary team. Our role is clearly to perform surgery when that's necessary, but also to coordinate all the time with our medical oncologists and radiation oncologists and radiologists and all sorts of the whole care team.
What surgical advances have really propelled the field forward?
You know, I think probably in the last 20 years, the biggest advance surgically is clearly moving to minimally invasive techniques. And so, laparoscopy and robotics, really the two together have become more or less standard of care with our approach to cancer surgery whenever possible. And that makes for better outcomes for our patients.
Can you discuss how you select laparoscopic versus robotic or open surgery for different patients and the kind of data that might support one modality over another?
I think, long story short, whenever possible, we attempt to do laparoscopic surgery or robotic surgery. The two are fairly interchangeable to get the best outcome for our patient with the least trauma. Near the end of the day, what you're doing to the tissues inside the body are the same. And so from a certain extent, the invasiveness is the same. But the degree of pain, the length of hospital stay, these can be improved with minimally invasive techniques. If open surgery is required to cure cancer, for example, because of the size of the tumor or other factors, then we don't hesitate to perform, to do surgery that way either. Really do whatever is best for the patient in the situation.
Next, can you discuss how neoadjuvant systemic therapies such as immunotherapy have impacted clinical practice and therefore your role as a surgeon?
Neoadjuvant therapy is fantastic in the right setting and with the right patients. As surgeons, if you have a medical way to take a big invasive borderline resectable tumor and make it more manageable and give us a better chance of getting a negative resection or a negative margin resection, and that's fantastic with less morbidity to the patient. Moreover, if you can get a tumor to disappear with neoadjuvant therapy, which sometimes happens both with cytotoxic chemotherapy and with immunotherapy, what a joy. We don't mind to be put out of business, when it helps our patients, in particular our cancer patients.
How might tumor-sidedness impact how you would approach a patient with localized CRC?
Not too much of a different approach. I think right-sided colon cancers, left-sided colon cancers, in terms of colon cancer, the approach is very much the same. It's really in the pelvis with rectal cancer that we really focus on neoadjuvant therapy when it's indicated, in particular because of the morbidity associated with the surgery.
It seems there's been this rise in the incidence of colorectal cancer among younger populations. With this in mind, how has this kind of impacted your practice? What kind of efforts have you led in trying to mitigate this growing incidence?
It's absolutely terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. We don't really know what's going on. Institutionally or nationally, we've certainly taken the step of lowering the age for screening for colorectal cancer. And so now we advise people with average risk at their first colonoscopy at 45. Personally, and certainly among my colleagues, we are much quicker to perform a colonoscopy, to go looking for something in our younger patients. So really, if you're in your 30s, even in your late 20s, and you're having changes in the way you're stooling or blood in your stool, we really won't hesitate to perform a colonoscopy because we know that there's a real possibility, a small possibility still, but a real possibility that there could be a cancer, and so we look.
Was there anything else that you wanted to discuss that we did not bring up before?
It's a very exciting time to be a surgical oncologist. They're really tremendous new treatment modalities coming down the pike. And I think immunotherapy in particular is extremely exciting because it's such an elegant way to treat cancer, to harness and augment the body's own defense system to eliminate a cancer rather than using cytotoxic chemicals or invasive surgery. It's really a sort of beautiful thing. And if we can get it to apply to more and more tumors and figure out how to make it work, it couldn't be more exciting.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.